Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort here to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, all the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at The Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, where the fruits and nuts are still alive and well out there, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, good morning.
It is all of that, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here, 75 degrees, clear skies, even though the Rays lost last night. Congratulations, Boston. That's for Boston, the people yelling. Congratulations to Boston. Good luck playing against the Houston Astros. I think they're going to have all they can do with those guys.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a very interesting thing happened yesterday amidst more flight cancellations with Southwest Airlines, and kudos to the pilots for doing what they did, because I can see a crack in the armor of the CDC, because little Dr. Fauci has had to backpedal on his domestic vaccine mandate. Now, isn't that interesting?
Well, it really is. I mean, it's interesting to see this kind of response, but this response, Captain, of course, is predicated on the idea that we're seeing major disruptions in the flight schedules. Yes, there is weather out there now. There wasn't before when they said it was weather. But this is significant. And so to backtrack on this is a very, very big deal.
Well, I just want you to know what he said on September the 19th with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press. This is Fauci. He says, "We have not yet gotten to the point of requiring vaccinations on domestic flights, but everything is on the table. We consider these things literally on a daily basis." Then, almost a month later, Fauci went on CNN's State of the Union to downplay the definitiveness of such a mandate. He says that he did not expect such a vaccine mandate for Americans flying domestically in the near future. It was always discussable. We always wind up discussing it. I don't see that immediately. Then he said, "I don't want to say whether I support it or not. I think it's a decision that should be made by input from a number of parts of government, including public health. I don't want to be weighing in, because we wind up then by having people taking things out of context, and we need to have everything on the table." So he is backtracked.
Yes, he certainly has. And obviously the pilots have had something to say about this idea. But it, I think it goes even beyond the airline industry. You'll see other industries as well deciding that they may not want to get right behind having vaccine mandates for their particular line of work and this kind of thing. So it's starting to spread in that sense.
Well, you can't have Southwest Airlines and other airlines, I guess Americans also been involved in this, canceling flights and losing revenue and losing money at a time when they're still coming out of the pandemic and need to have all the revenue they can get to make up for what they lost. And I think Fauci realized that he gaslighted a bunch of people, and now it's coming back to bite them.
Well, right. I mean, at some point, Fauci is going a bridge too far in the minds of so many of the American people. Because, again, most people believe that the COVID-19 pandemic is beginning to wane significantly. We're coming out the other side of it. Yes, we understand about different numbers and statistics on a daily basis. But generally speaking, people believe that they're trying to get back to regular life, basically.
Now, Democrats are bailing on Joe Biden. The loyalty of the liberals are now in question as they are publicly blasting President Biden and the stats that don't sugarcoat the reality. They're not buying this anymore. 56% of voters, all the voters, believe that cheating tainted Joe Biden's 2020 victory. And the numbers get really squirrely from there because 84% of the Republicans believe that it's likely that cheating affected the outcome of the November election. Unaffiliated voters, 54%. Democrats, 32%. At one time, the Democrats were only at 15%. So that's doubled.
Yeah, this is really significant because what are the Democrats and what are the some of the talking heads going to do now? Start just declaring that, you know, most of America now is in some kind of weird alternate reality where there was some kind of cheating in the 2020 election. You know, it's overwhelming now, Captain. This perception is very important. Democrats are going to have a hard time changing that.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we've got some more things to talk about, to tell you how we know that Joe Biden is losing support of his own party. There's some more things that when I tell you, you'll just go, whoa. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team at Relief Factor. Ran into somebody again yesterday in my travels that was having some back pains, and I gave them some Relief Factor late last week, a couple of packets to try, and they said that wanted to know if I had any more, and I said, why? They said, well, it worked. It worked, and they were afraid their back problem was going to come back again. And I said, well, why don't you just order the 1995 Quick Start? And they said, well, we didn't really know how to do that. So I guess they didn't pay attention to what I said, so I took one of my cards. I wrote down the info. I said, here you go. Just do it. Cost $19.95. Get it started, and in 3 weeks you'll know whether or not you need to take this product. And if it works, then all you do is you get your regular delivery. But I've been taking Relief Factor, folks, for over 6 years, and it's part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I have in my left foot and ankle, plus the pain that I have there that sometimes can go all the way up into the middle of my back and into my shoulder. But the Relief Factor that I get, okay, and the way I take it is when I get up, I take it right then and there, and then I take it about midnight at night. I take it twice a day. I can take it three times. If I have to, I can really take it four times, but I don't. Unless it's really, really needed. But the combination of the ingredients, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with the problems that you got by going straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free, and boy, do I love that. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anywhere. That's a really good point, too. And don't forget, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. It comes in convenient little individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, helps with the healing process. And for $19.95, you can try it for 3 weeks and see what you think. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, order the 1995 three-week quick start. You're on your way. And if it works, they'll just keep you on the automated plan, and away you go. How about that? Pretty simple. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in the great scheme of things, Joe Biden's numbers are all over the place. But basically what we were talking about here was the fact that his popularity has dropped, and even his supporters are leaving him because they don't believe him anymore. They don't trust him anymore. They certainly don't trust Kamala Harris. And one of the reasons why they don't trust Kamala Harris is because of the video that she just made for NASA. And Kyle, I'm going to let you tell the story if you can do it without laughing, because nobody would believe this. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the vice president made a video, and it was called, this is the title of the video. We're not making this up. It's called Get Curious with Vice President Harris. And this was made evidently by a Canadian company, by the way.
For NASA.
That actually made this video. But she's shown on the video talking with these young kids, and she's trying to get them excited about making a telescope or seeing the craters of the moon with their own eyes, et cetera. But it turns out, Captain, that evidently these kids are not just kids who were, you know, curious about space, but they were actually child actors.
They're paid actors, yeah. Getting paid to play a role.
Exactly right. So even though it's portrayed as being somehow spontaneous, somehow organic, it's far from it. And so this, you know, this is not a good thing for the vice president at all. Obviously, you know, at a time when we have and obviously, you know, we want to get kids interested in learning about space and science and all kinds of great stuff as they begin their lives. This particular thing just seems to have hit a really wrong note for the vice president. And I will add this. I think if you're trying to get kids interested in space, I think you just need one person, Captain. That's William Shatner. The original. I mean, and
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk. And I guess we could say, too, that William Shatner, Captain Kirk, of course, is going into space the old-fashioned way, you know, using a rocket ship this time. But because usually you'd just beam up, I guess.
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty. but here's the thing, okay? And what you said is just extremely interesting, and just it's to the point to where it's ridiculous on the part of this administration trying to create the facade of something that's not there. Now, how they got caught with the child actors was fascinating. One of the girls that was in this video had done a breakfast commercial with cereal,
right?
And that's how they knew that one of the girls was an actress, and they did a little snooping, a little asking around. They found out that all these kids were child actors.
Exactly. So again, you know, it would be one thing too, Captain, if Vice President Harris seemed to be involved in a lot of serious things or doing the jobs that evidently the president has given her to do. The borders are. That's right. And she won't go to the border. She doesn't participate in these things. She doesn't have to roll up her sleeves. She doesn't have to do anything, it appears. And of course, all the laughing about the border and all these missteps just go to exactly what we were saying all through the campaign, Captain. And that was, she is truly a not ready for prime time player in that regard. Back in the days of Saturday Night Live, that was kind of a funny thing they used for the original Saturday Night Live cast, but they of course were real pros, but Kamala Harris doesn't seem to be ready for prime time.
Now, there's something else that's coming back to bite them square in the you-know-what. It happens to be the mail-in voting and the mail-in ballots because, again, Rasmussen Reports survey, which is a survey of Democrats and Republicans equal in numbers. The margin of sampling area is plus or minus 3 points. But wait till you hear this one. Most Democrats, 67%, think that mail-in voting is ripe for fraud on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Also, 95% agree overall, Democrat, Republican, Independent, and whoever else was in the poll, that the goal of ending election cheating will not be accomplished as long as they have these mail-in ballots.
Well, you know, Captain, this is a very, very significant change because, of course, the Democrat Party elite, they also believe that mail-in voting is ripe for fraud. That's why they want mail-in voting, I think, basically. And you know, again, not trying to be funny.
Remember California.
Well, sure. Well, that's the whole idea. We're just going to, this is going to be in perpetuity, and we're always going to mail in our ballots now, et cetera, et cetera. And they saw COVID-19 as this major opportunity to be able to cement the idea of how you actually.
We are being told that COVID-19 will be under control and the variant will be gone roughly around Thanksgiving time. That does not bear well for their plans because they're hoping they can continue this into the midterm election so they can keep some of these restrictions on. But they can't defy the medical proof that's out there now that's showing them to be a bunch of liars.
Well, exactly. But I will say this. They will do their darndest to do that. The president will keep the masks on. It'll be a requirement. Everybody, every time you see anybody at the White House or across the street in the TV studio, they'll have their masks on and this kind of stuff. You know, they're going to try to perpetuate this while most Americans will see that, as you said, this is beginning to go away. Now, I think there's always going to be some, you know, something with us for a time to come, but we're not in the middle of this pandemic the way it's been described, or certainly the way that it was at the beginning when this all started.
Now, yesterday was Columbus Day, right?
Yes.
Well, Bill de Blasio was heckled and drew boos as thousands of people hit the streets yesterday for New York City's annual Columbus Day parade. He got out there and marched along with them, and they booed him everywhere he went.
Well, yeah, it's these kinds of things, you know. Well, first of all, de Blasio, of course, is doing so many terrible things for New York City. And people see it. And every time we turn around, some other crime has happened in Times Square. It's no longer a place in the sense of where people would say, oh, I'd just love to go visit and see it all and be there and everything because of these kinds of things that are going on under his rule.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Beautiful day in the neighborhood here for me. I hope it is where you're at, unless, of course, you're out in the mountains out west, and then we know you're getting snow. Up to 2 feet of snow out there in the Rockies tonight, and we'll get into all that in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he does not expect a vaccine mandate for Americans flying domestically in the near future.
I don't want to say support or not. I mean, obviously, from a public health standpoint, the more protection you get, the better it is. But I don't want to be weighing in because we wind up then having people taking things out of context.
Fauci first floated the idea of vaccine requirements for domestic flights last month during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, and has since said he would support the idea during various media interviews.
As the United States inches ever closer toward a default, Republicans continue to insist that Democrats raise the debt ceiling on their own through reconciliation. Most Democrats, including leadership, have rejected using reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling, but others in the caucus have demanded that the reconciliation process be used to avert a default. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much. I do believe I will. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at MyPillow.com. That would be Mike Lindell and company. And they've got their website with all kinds of savings on the products that they make there. And again, I'm just doing this very simple. Go to MyPillow.com and just look at what's there. And it'll tell you with the promo code, the prices, so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code is simple. It's Captain. That's all you got to do. Use the word Captain. That saves you money on anything that's there that requires a promo code. And oh, by the way, don't forget the radio listener specials page too, because that's where you'll save even more money. Even more money on the radio listener specials page. So, oh, and by the way, I did talk to Mike Lindell's assistant yesterday, Dawn, and she said to remind everybody that Mike is on the internet on frankspeech.com with his own television show, which he has on the internet. It's internet TV, frankspeech.com. And he's on a couple times a day. You can go over there and check the programming schedule and actually see and hear him talking about the events of the day. And then they've got a real news broadcast over there with real news, not made-up stuff, not fake news, because we're going to get into some fake news here in a little while, in the next hour. And when we do, you're just going to shake your head and go, what the hell is going on now? Because the fake news is alive and well. New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, they're still doing it, folks. They're still doing it. But let me go back to where I was. Go to MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the different things they have there. It'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code is Captain. All right? That'll save you a whole bunch of money. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them up on the phone, you can do that too at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Kyle Warren's back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had a phenomenal event yesterday in the announcement by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He has outlawed, by executive order, all of the COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the state of Texas. Doesn't know who gave them, or it doesn't matter who gave them.
Yes, this is significant because this is obviously a governor versus a president. Because what is inherent in this, in his order, the governor's order, is that you don't have to listen to Joe Biden. If you have a company with 100 or more employees, you have to require the vaccine, this kind of thing. So obviously this is a collision course, but I think, Captain, it will help to define once and for all, because we can expect this is going to go through the courts and through appeals and perhaps even to the Supreme Court. It's going to hopefully clearly define what is the constitutional power of the chief executive in this regard. And by the way, Joe Biden has come out at least a couple of times just recently, right? Especially with the foreclosure moratorium and so forth.
Yep.
To be able to say, well, it's probably not going to work, but you know, I'm just paraphrasing. Well, we're going to buy a little bit of time here because, we'll see if we can get it to go a little bit longer, even though they know that he didn't have the power to do these kinds of things. And so, you know, he doesn't care, but the Supreme Court will, and hopefully we'll get an interesting decision out of it.
Okay, now we just had a direct message here from Dylan, and Dylan is out your way. He's out in, Yorba Linda,
okay.
California. Where's that at?
Well, it's in Orange County, it's hop, skip, and a jump away.
Okay, Yorba Linda, California. He's saying, Captain, he says, you probably heard about the plane crash we had here in the neighborhood yesterday to kill the UPS driver plus a couple of executives. I did, Dylan. He says, what's amazing is very little was said about that, and more was said about what was going on with former President Trump yesterday out here in terms of the news. So I don't know what he's talking about. But he says, and oh, by the way, you need to look no further than China when you point the finger at the origins of COVID and the continuation of who's running the show in the United States. It's all about China.
Well, you know, obviously, you know.
Remember, we talked at length about that last night.
Well, that's right. That's right. And the origins of COVID, of course, you know, all the signs point that it came from China. It's not the way some of the Chinese government officials have said about, well, it really came from the American military or something like that. It's obvious. And of course, they're also gearing up evidently for some other kind of outbreak, of that at this time. But yes, and then of course it works to their advantage. The amount of chaos that's been created by COVID, whether intentional or not, it works to their advantage.
Okay, Dylan just fired me another message, and thank you very much, Dylan. He says, in lieu of the 435 members of the House of Representatives, probably half of them are getting money from China overseas.
Well, we know at least of one who had, like, a Chinese spy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Eric Swalwell?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I bet you that Adam Schiff is, too.
Well, again, the digging has to be done, and I think we'd be surprised at what it reveals.
All right. Well, Dylan, thank you very much for your comments. We appreciate that. And go find Kyle. He's your neighbor. All right. We're gonna go to the telephone line, and here we go. 60 seconds with Todd. Todd, go ahead.
Let's get down to business. Let me say something about my race. We lost. We lost to an inferior team, you know, and just a terrible disaster on that. We should have never lost to that. But anyway, that's what happens here. Okay, you got to have the killer instinct when you're playing in the playoffs. Period. And that's that. Anyway, Brasso, let me say something. Let me say something to the faker. Donald Trump was right. Okay, in his rally in Iowa, we We didn't authorize. Who authorized Mitch McConnell to raise the debt ceiling? What Trump supporter authorized that? You know, you're only as good as your weakest link. And let me say something has to be said here, because this show is up here with Rush Limbaugh. And the other shows, I hate to say, are not up there with Rush Limbaugh, and that's the bottom line. I don't want to be a beltway man, okay? No, I'm not having no faith in Mitch McConnell. Should have gone out to the podium and said, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are out of their mind, okay? They want 3.5, it's really $5 trillion, and they want me to raise the debt ceiling and give them a blank check, so they want me $380 billion. No, we didn't authorize that. Go out there and say, we don't have any money. We're busted. This president is a joke. He didn't win anything. He's a disaster. No, I'm not giving him one penny. That's what you should have said if you had any guts. That's the difference between Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the fake phonies that are on the Chinese. You're all on the Chinese payroll. Don't fool me. You can't fool Corleone. You're all on the Chinese payroll. Every single last one of you. Oh, you say one thing, but you still vote another way. And you screw. Every time we ask the Supreme Court to do something, they sell us out. Every time we look for the Republicans to do something, they sell us out. The only guy who didn't sell us out was Donald Trump. That's the only guy who didn't sell us out. Okay? And you're going to come over here with that crap. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? Because there's nothing else. There's nothing else to live for. Okay? Period. Let's do the work today. Just stand up for our cause. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, did he say you can't fool Corleone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, and of course, but he also said something as well, Captain, and that was Donald Trump didn't sell us out.
No.
And so people are starting to see whether or not they like Donald Trump's personality, let's say, they see that he was actually doing things that, first of all, he said he was going to do, that he promised to do, and he was, seemed to be, outside of the typical politician and what their proclivities are.
Well, when deals are made in Congress, okay, especially in the Senate, 100 senators, pardon me, they're not going to please everybody. And we don't know all the particulars about it when it comes to the deals that were made. But I do know this. They kept the filibuster, and that's what was important here. That's the one thing everybody's overlooking. They kept the filibuster, because if they had lost the filibuster, they would have been totally wiped out of any type of possible stopping of any type of legislation at all, period, in the Senate. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But, see, they think they're never going to lose power. That's why they don't care
about the yes, they are. Surprise, surprise. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'm looking at the weather out west tonight. We have a winter storm warning for Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and we've got snow in Idaho, as well as the mountains of Nevada and California and Arizona, I might add. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah, especially tonight out west in the mountains, folks. And by the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Right out there in the snow area tonight, you know where the pilots are. You know where the Flying J's are. Pull on in there if you need to get off the road. It'll be a safe place for you to be. And don't forget, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become one. All you got to do is go to the kiosk, sign up, it's free, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. It's that simple. It'll be like having a discount bank account when you add the things up and you get them in there because you'll be able to start using them. Alrighty, well, we're going to go dancing tonight, and if you think you had good luck, I wonder what happens when you have a little bad luck. Here we go.
Your home, the boss of woman and everything you own. It's all every plain mistake that chances go around. If you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what you want to do. Number
That is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I used to watch them all the time when they come up to Syracuse University. They were one of the university bands that would come up there on tour along with the Genesis, Phil Collins and Genesis.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good sound, though. I like
Yeah. I remember. And by the way, they were really good. I mean, those guys there, they'd entertain people. You could dance all that music, have a good time, and brings back a lot of memories. But anyway, let's take a look at the weather here. And I've got, all I'm going to do is turn you loose in the West Coast because of the mess we got. And I mean a mess out in the Rocky Mountains West. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, Captain. Of course, we're having snow in the mountain elevations and so forth. We've got winter storm warnings all over the map. We're going to work our way top down up in Montana. Tonight we have a winter weather advisory covering most of the southern part of the state, and those turn into winter storm warnings. If you're in the Bozeman or in the Billings area, right now they're reporting snow. But if you go down into Wyoming, this is where we're seeing a lot of that harsh weather that we were talking about on the program just 24 hours ago. Cody, Wyoming, winter storm warning all through the state of Wyoming, and especially if you're coming up over I-80. The captain and I were talking about this.
Elk Mountain.
Elk Mountain, that's right. So be advised.
Going west to Rollins is going to be a great adventure.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. So be careful there. We've got winter weather advisories dipping down, of course, into Colorado. This is going to be also in the Glenwood Springs area as well, reaching out towards Grand Junction, down south into Telluride. Winter storm warning there, Durango. So you're getting the picture. Winter storm warning all through the southeast corner of Colorado as well. Then we've got the wind advisories in the southwest. Those are continuing on. They should be expiring here, looks like early Tuesday morning or so. But again, freeze warnings in northern Nevada, Reno, that area. Also freeze warnings near Walla Walla in Washington, and the skirting there with the border with Oregon. And then also a freeze warning near Medford if you're coming up the I-5 corridor there out of Northern California. You've got that to contend with tonight.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, drivers out there in Wyoming and Montana and the northern part of Idaho, you're going to have wind gusts to 45 miles an hour. Now, it's bad enough when it snows, but when you get a wind like that, you can't see.
Yes, exactly.
You can't see. So please be careful if you see a truck stop before you get real close, because this is going to slowly move to the east. Up along the north, the boundaries are going to be, it looks like, I-80, I-90, I-94 for this system. Right now, in Colorado, I can tell you it's staying west of I-25, west of Denver. So that's a good thing up in the higher elevations, what you might expect. Now, going over to the east, I got to work a little bit to try to find something here. All the way over in the east coast, all the way over to Jersey, Delaware, Long Island, we got the remnants of that system going out to sea. Got gale force winds there up towards Cape Cod and up towards where Lynn's at there, Boston. And you've got some rain still and some high waves, very high waves along the Jersey coast. And that's going to be about it. But here's where the rubber meets the road. We still have, when it comes to the National Hurricane Center, we have two disturbances. Now, one of them's got a 20% chance of developing, and it's pretty much on top of Puerto Rico right now, Hispaniola. It'll be there for a couple of days. There'll be a lot of rain with this. Not wind, but a lot of rain with this, and they certainly don't need the rain there. And then further out, we have another one that's got a 10% probability, but it's about 150 miles east of the Windward Islands. Now, it's become less defined overnight. The system continues to produce showers, thunderstorms, primarily east of the center, and it's got some strong upper-level winds, which have been knocking down the extent of it developing on the west side here. But we'll have to watch, because it's still a system coming to the west, and you never know about these things, do you, Kyle?
Exactly right.
So we got two of them right there within a week of each other. And both of them are coming towards the Gulf of Mexico as we speak. Haven't really seen any major projections for them to do much of anything other than rain. So that's what we'll just tell you. These are going to be big rainmakers when they come our direction.
Exactly, yes.
Now, the other thing is, folks, I got to remind you, when you get out there to the west, this is all kidding put aside now, I'm going to try to save your lives. Make sure that you've got an emergency kit with you that includes a blanket of some sort. Make sure you've got a flashlight and extra batteries. Make sure you have a handheld radio of some sort. Could be CB, could be 2 meter, could be what they call FRS radio. Something to where if you have no other way to communicate, if your phone doesn't work, this, that, and the other, then that's what you'd have to do. And a lot of the trucks, okay, are going to freeze up in this weather because that's what happens when you don't get your fuel right. Your fuel needs to be right, guys and gals, coming out of the south. Way back somewhere around the Mississippi River, you need to have that fuel mixed right before you even think about going towards Denver or going towards Laramie or Cheyenne or anywhere else up in the northwest, because you're asking for trouble. You need to get your fuel right to begin with.
No, you've got great advice, Captain, and of course...
I've been there, done that.
Exactly, and the last thing you want to do is get stuck for that, but if there is, and sometimes just the elements, you know, cause you to get stuck, and to have that emergency kit and have the ability to stay warm,
yep,
the ability to get communications, that's important.
Yep, and my wife used to have something called a heater pouch, which actually warm up some of those little frozen meals and all that sort of stuff, because we had a generator. So, you know, with us, if we had to stop, we had the generator that would run along with the truck. We'd have a bolt going. So there you go. When we were out there, when we were out doing shows, one of the times when she and I went out together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. All right. Here comes the music. Hang on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number again. And we will be back with hour number two right after you stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills and do what they need to do in the news, too. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.